You're listening to
The Cross.
KNNA 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Listen different, think different, live different. 95.7 FM, The Cross.
The LP in KNNA LP stands for low power. It means we only have a certain amount of wattage to broadcast our station. So, when you hear us start to fade, go to our free KNNA app for your mobile device or go to the web at www.thecross957.org and listen to us wherever you go.
Would you like to be able to speak about life issues like abortion or assisted suicide with courage and compassion? Hi, I'm Pastor Michael Salamek, Executive Director of Lutherans for Life. We're an organization that exists to equip Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life. We have resources available at www.lutheransforlife.org, or you can call us at 888-364-LIFE. That's 888-364-5433.
Six, seven, eight.
Happy Thursday, everybody! Welcome to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Good to be here.
So tonight, it's okay. For some reason, we can't hear Ashley, David.
Can't you?
No.
Which mic are you?
She's L2.
L2. Well, that would be the problem.
Oh.
There
it is.
Eureka.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I still like you. I just wanted you to be L1 today.
Why aren't you L1?
L2's better.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope nobody from L1 heard me.
Can't you be Sorry. More like your mic L1?
That's funny.
We actually have, with the company that Ashley and I work for,
yep.
We all have, there's six different areas in Lincoln, and they're labeled L1, L2, L3, L4, L5, and then the other one.
Yep.
But I can't say it because...
It's a full name.
Anyways, so it's just kind of funny because she's saying that she's L2 and not L1, which technically you're with
really,
L3.
It's like it's an inside joke and nobody else got the joke.
Yeah,
so.
Sorry guys. And then I had to sit there and explain it. So on that note, like we said, I'm Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And I'm David. Hello.
And this is Notes from the Stage where we bring you
Broadway show tunes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And movie musicals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, movie musical show tunes. Yeah, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, all that. And, you know.
You were all that jazz.
I was going to say that. Oh, boy, it's been a day.
It has.
So.
Yes.
Anyways, we're just really, really excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
I always look forward to this every week.
I know. It's such a good time up here with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like, even though Callie's my best friend, and yes, we all work for the same, me and her work for the same company, we like legitimately just don't ever see each other.
No, we don't.
Aww.
And we're so busy, we don't even get to talk to each other hardly.
Yeah.
But maybe like in passing, yeah. If I have to go to wherever she's at to pick somebody up or vice versa, it's where she's over at my area for meetings.
Yep. We try to check in at least once a day.
We try.
Hmm. Sometimes it doesn't happen.
No.
No. Sometimes it doesn't happen.
So this is your together time then.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah. Until the weekend.
Yeah.
And then we're always together.
Which, and technically you came over Tuesday night because, we were working on Penelope's Halloween
That's
costume.
A rarity situation. Yeah. That was a fluke.
Mm-hmm. We've decided we were going to...
Well, I wasn't working on her costume. I can't sew worth
Well, yeah,
a
you
lick.
Were playing with the kids, so we could
I
work
took
on
care
it.
Of watching the child.
Yeah. But we decided we're ixnaying the Ghostbusters thing and we're going with Wizard of Oz.
I'm going as the Tin Man. Yeah.
And what is Penelope?
She's going to be Dorothy.
Oh, okay.
So I'm making her shoes and everything. I'm laying the sequin. on the shoes.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow, mm-hmm. As fancy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then
I have zero artsiness in my body.
And then mm-mm. Auntie M, which she should have been Auntie M, my sister Emily.
Yeah,
she's literally, we call her Auntie M. How perfect is that?
I know. We try to get our license plate with that on it, but somebody mm-hmm. already stole it.
I know. It was lame sauce.
Jeez.
Anyways, she is going to be the
lion.
So we got some cute stuff for that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be the scarecrow. Carl is then going to be a flying monkey because he already has the costume. our second year.
And then
we
I'm
going to
as
dating,
a tin man.
He dressed up then. Yeah. Yeah. And then Ashley's going to be the mm-hmm. tin man. So anyways, it could be pretty cool. Yeah. To start us off tonight, we've got a little bit of Calamity Jane.
When you turn to the subject of Harry, that's a horse from a different safari.
I can box like a fox.
He's dumb as an ox, but it's Harry I'm planning to marry.
Yes, it's Harry she's planning to marry.
Though he's built like the bust of Apollo, just remember a statue is hollow.
Physically, I'm delish.
Mentally, super fish, but I'm planning to marry.
Yes, it's Harry, she's planning to marry.
My heart's twined around his suspenders. He's the one that I truly adore. I am numb, I succumb when he renders
the face on the barroom floor.
When he flexes his muscles, I flutter like a butterfly caught in a shutter. When he calls me his mate, I just disintegrate. Since the world first began, never been such a man as the Harry I'm planning to marry.
Yes, it's Harry she's planning to marry.
I bask in his masculine gender. When he sings, all my troubles depart. For who else could so tenderly render
of an aching heart.
But when Harry is old and decrepit, and his touch turns from torrid to tepid, when we're both 83, he can have all of me. When we're both 85, if I still am alive, then it's Harry I'm planning to marry.
Yes, it's Harry she's planning to marry.
Beautiful and talented Doris Day singing "Tis Harry I'm planning to marry." Okay, I like that song.
I do love Doris Day. She is good, isn't she?
Apparently, Carl wanted to know if this was a song about Harry or the Grinch. He says he's confused. It's about Harry that she's planning to marry.
I believe she says that a couple times.
Listen to the chorus there, Carl. It's like literally in the writing kind of thing.
The Grinch. Where did he get the Grinch?
I don't know.
I don't even want to know.
I don't think I was paying close enough attention to the song to
say for sure.
Yeah.
No. Sorry, Carl.
You got it.
The joke got lost.
Oh, he heard the guy from the Grinch. Like, no. No, that was Howard Keel you heard singing the male vocals of that.
What you guys don't know is that they're texting in the background. He's not actually here up at the studio. I don't know if anybody knows that. It's just like almost having this like one-sided / two-sided conversation.
It was Howard Keel singing that, not, what is it, Boris Karloff that sings the original Grinch song?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think so.
Uh-huh. I know he does the narration, but I don't... Yeah, I think he's the one that sings the song.
Wasn't Boris Karloff the original Frankenstein's monster?
Yes, mm-hmm. He was.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He goes way back then.
Yeah.
Those movies are old.
So is the Grinch. It is.
Okay.
That came out when our parents were kids.
It's not the version I'm thinking of with Jim Carrey then.
Oh, no. Okay. No, there's the original cartoon version with Boris Karloff. He does the narration of the story.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize he did that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, we'll have to find out what...
Well, I think I have that video, so I can give it to you. There you go. It's like all those like weird those Christmas ones.
Oh yeah, I have it too.
We'll throw it on the pile to watch.
Now, David, do you know the claymation movies out there?
The stop motion, yeah, like yeah. the Rudolph the Red-Nosed
yeah.
Reindeer.
You've seen those, right?
I've seen bits. I have seen little.
It's okay, David.
It's okay.
Little
it's fine. Bits. Well, those I own for sure.
I've seen little bits yeah. and pieces of all the famous Christmas movies, but I've never seen a
them
whole
like in a whole
one. Like I've seen all together. If you add it all up, I've seen all of A Christmas Story, but I've never seen the whole movie consecutively.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, because I've you know watch a little bit of it one Christmas, and then I'll see the second half the other Christmas, and then I'll you know.
Oh, that's kind of okay.
Well, and Callie's a spaz when it comes to Christmas. So those movies start, what, before Thanksgiving? It was after Halloween.
Yeah, November 1st is technically
there
Christmas
season.
There
you go. See, whereas me, it's post-Thanksgiving, like December 1st is when Christmas
like Christmas music starts in my car November 1st.
Yeah.
Technically, it already started because I have my CD in there from last year.
Yeah, there it
that
is.
That I got from Lisa. Oh, actually, it's in my purse right now.
Well,
it's right here. It's Christmas in the Stars.
Is that the one with the
with
Star
C-3PO
Wars?
With C-3PO and R2-D2. Yeah, there's a lot of good songs.
Penny likes it.
Penny really likes What Can You Get a Wookiee for Christmas? When he already owns a comb. Yeah. It's pretty cool. It's C-3PO and R2-D2 in there. And it's the actual guy who did C-3PO. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. But
Tony Daniels?
I don't think so.
Well, all I can say is get ready for it because our Christmas show,
Anthony
when it comes
Daniels.
Around.
Yeah, Tony Daniels. Yeah.
I bet you were going to play something, at least something from there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of a no-brainer.
Well, and you just bought another album.
I did.
For our Halloween show.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some Halloween / cult classic musicals here in a couple weeks.
So we're
going to
throw it out there and probably... Maybe even after the show, I'll put it up there on Facebook. Not a poll, but everybody can put in a suggestion, maybe.
Yeah.
And vote, and maybe we'll then kind of take the top ones and try to play those. We may not be able to play that specific song from that show if you give us one, but at least
like we're going to try really hard to play some Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, we may have to go in and edit some music
to
make it family friendly. But
I think we might be okay with like Time Warp.
Yeah, I think so.
But then I found last night Addams Family Values, the musical with Nathan Lane.
I am so excited.
Yeah. So that
Addams
one's
Family
pretty good.
Addams Family movies are hilarious.
So we'll have some like Little Shop of Horrors and probably Young Frankenstein.
And then Princess Bride. Was there music in that one? I forget. Mm-hmm. It's been forever since I've seen some of these cult classics. Oh, and there's like Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
Oh, I thought we were going with, cult classic, like, Halloween
Yeah,
movies.
Yeah, yeah, but it's still a cult classic, and I just really like that movie.
You know you do. I know you do.
It's
you and your dad.
Me and my dad.
You put that away.
Hey, there are people dressing up like Robin Hood for Halloween.
Yeah, see?
Yes.
See?
Yes,
thanks.
There will.
Thanks for the assist, David.
We made it fit.
Oh, man.
So that first song was, like
oh,
we
yeah.
had said, was
I'm
Calamity
sorry.
Jane.
Wow.
From 1953. Let's start. Let's go ahead. We got a new Broadway show tonight that we've never played from. It's called Once, and it came back out in 2011.
Are you really here, or am I dreaming? I can't tell dreams from truth, for it's been so long since I have seen you. I can hardly remember face anymore. When I get really lonely and the distance causes only silence, I think of you smiling with pride in your eyes, a lover that sighs. Sure. wondered if you could ever despise me when you know I really tried to be a better one to satisfy you for your everything to me. And I do what you ask. If you let me be free, if you want me satisfy me, if you want me satisfy.
Was from the musical Once, Kristen Bellotti singing If You Want Me. That came out on December 6th in 2011. Hey, so I have to share this really, really quick, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was on my phone and I came across a video on Facebook. This lady at her wedding, her big surprise was her wedding singer. And it was the lady who played Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Whoa.
Yep. Yep.
Good for
when
that.
When if I ever get married?
It was Jodie Benson. Yeah. That's happening. That's
take
funny.
Take a note.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see if that's.
Do you remember there was a video I saw a while back of the two bridesmaids, and they sang a song, and they wrote their own music, right? Their own lyrics, and it was about all the princesses, and they related it to her life somehow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that.
Awesome. So.
It's so awesome.
Awesome. Just FYI.
Did you have some coffee with that video?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was just so awesome.
Yes.
Have you seen my car keys? I can't find my car keys.
I think it's sitting next to your coffee cup.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little verklempt.
Verklempt.
Wow. Oh, gotta love Saturday Night Live. Anyways, Once, there's not really much that we can tell you on that. It was based on a 2007 film that came out about a couple, and it did win Best Musical, Best Actor, and Best Book at the Tony Awards in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. So,
had a 2013 Grammy Award.
Yep.
For Best Album.
Yep. Well,
musical theater album. Sorry. Got to put that in front of it.
Yeah.
Well, that was quite a bit. You're like, well, we don't have much, but da 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 da.
Yeah. I tried to find if there was, like, any, like, rumors or, like, drama that happened, like somebody didn't like somebody.
There really wasn't much there out wasn't. There. It was really kind of sad.
They're just too busy putting out good work.
I guess. Yeah, I guess. Everybody liked everybody. Well, that's no fun to talk about.
That's not good radio.
Where's the drama?
I know. I live for it. And there was nada.
What a shame.
I know. But that's okay. We have other shows in here. Other ones that we're going to be playing that do have the drama.
Oh, good.
Right?
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Is one of them this one?
Who can take a sunrise sprinkle it with dew. Cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candyman. Oh, the Candyman can. Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. My name is Willy Wonka. I make chocolate. Quite simply, the greatest invention in the entire history of the world. Whoever could there be who doesn't love the tooth-tickling, tongue-tastical taste of a sweet bar of soft milk chocolate? Except dogs, of course. It's poisonous to dogs. But apart from dogs... There comes a time in every chocolatier's life, when the chocolate he makes turns dark, and bitter. And that's when he knows it's time to lay down his spoon, to hand it over to someone else, someone new. The only question is, who can take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a strawberry lemon pie? I need to find a new me, a candy man. But who can catch a candy man? Oh, a candy man can. Yes, a candy man can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. I have to go back out into the world. The world. I haven't been out there in a very, very long time. Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go! The dishes.
Who can take tomorrow? Dip it in a dream.
Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream.
The Candyman.
Oh, the Candyman can. Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. And the world tastes good, 'cause the Candyman thinks it should.
Christian Borle, not Jim Parsons, singing The Candyman.
And this was not one that had them.
Oh, no drama in this one? Dang it. Okay, that's fine.
No, but the next one does.
The next one does. Oh, well, yeah.
The whole thing is...
That's super drama-filled. Okay. Yeah.
But anywho's.
That was from Charlie of the Chocolate Factory that came out on Broadway in 2013. I wonder how they made, like, their stage props and stuff. Like, you know, like, did they consult with, like, a candy factory or, like, a candy company to make,
I don't know.
Like, the dishes and stuff that you can eat in there? Or, like, or maybe they just made certain things themselves?
They probably went ahead of, I mean, you can do a lot with sugar. Those, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sugar, whatever I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, is it called glass candy or whatever?
Oh, yeah, and glass candies and stuff, yeah.
I was more curious how the heck they made... Is it Veruca? Isn't she the one that turns into a blueberry by taking the gobstopper?
Maybe.
Veruca? No, she's the one that... goose egg.
Okay, well, then the other one, the one that turns into the blueberry.
Is it Veruca?
No.
No.
Veruca is the...
The spoiled
one.
She's the one with all
the... one that chews gum is... Oh, come on, people.
Violet.
Violet. There we go.
There we go. I should have...
Yeah.
Violet, blue. Never mind. Anyway.
Yeah, okay.
It was close. Jeez. I knew there was like a thing. Anyway. I wonder how they made her turn blue and then to puff up.
I don't know.
Random.
Don't know. Maybe she had like a stage double or something.
Maybe. Or maybe we should just go
find it out.
Go see the show.
Go see the show somewhere.
The
wherever
show.
It may be.
That'd be a lot of fun.
We should go.
Too bad it's closed. So.
As of right now.
Yeah.
Things never stay closed for that long.
Well, that
on
is
Broadway.
True.
There's always somebody doing a revival. I'll get there.
Yeah.
It's okay. I promise I learned English. And I graduated college.
Nice.
Right?
What college did you go to?
Well, back in the day, it was Hamilton. Now it's Kaplan, and now it's something else, I think. Like, it keeps changing names.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is now.
Yeah.
Right. Neat. Hamilton, that's also a good show.
Yeah.
That is,
we
actually.
Are trying to go. Ooh, we didn't tell the peoples. We just got tickets, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of cult classics.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ashley.
We got tickets to Spamalot.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
And we talked our husband into going.
I know.
Put that on the calendar.
It's a musical that he's going to go see.
I never thought I'd see the day.
He'll have a good time. That's a fun show.
I think
show.
So, too. That's exactly it. So. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's called now Purdue College.
Oh.
Oh, Purdue?
Who do I need to thank for that assist?
Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah.
Wait, he's on it today.
I know. He's actually listening.
He listens because when our show comes on and we're in the car together, like going on vacation or whatever,
yeah.
Penny starts dancing in the background.
Yeah.
Like in her car seat. So she she listens to it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
With her daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of things that people are going to go see, Fleetwood Mac is coming. They're going to be actually...
Tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to be at PBA tomorrow. I really wanted to go to that. But since we can't all go to Fleetwood Mac, Carl says the reason why he knew that, you said thank you to him knowing that or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He's a dispatcher. He knows things, I guess.
Oh, just.
I don't know.
Shh, Carl.
The all-knowing dispatcher.
He thinks he's cool and he's all-knowing. He's not.
I know.
Please.
So
he had to Google up one thing one day that one lady called the dispatch, remember?
Oh, yeah, he had to figure out.
And he had to, like, Google it to find out.
Yeah. But if you can't go to Fleetwood Mac tomorrow, we hope you enjoy this next song.
I took my love and I took it down. Reflection in the snow color.
was Gwyneth Paltrow and the cast of Glee.
Season 5,
yes. That was not sung by Fleetwood Mac. Well, no. Stevie Nicks.
Sorry to burst, to build it all up and then to burst that bubble.
But it was a song sung by them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought we could play that tonight for the concert tomorrow. Kay. I used to watch Glee. Like, the last two mm-hmm. seasons just kind of became blah. Like, they basically
did. Almost like they like you had to watch it because you already invested all those other years.
Yeah,
into
like
it.
Grey's Anatomy, that's happening for me right now.
Yeah, not me.
Ugh. It's getting bad.
Once
the
all like the main
horrible.
The original ones started dying off or quitting or whatever,
yeah.
I stopped.
Like, oh, I better not say because, well, okay, people probably know.
Well, that was
alert,
years
spoiler
ago.
Alert, spoiler alert.
It's an old show.
So, what?
Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. So when Patrick Dempsey dies, that's...
Oh, I did tune back in for that one. Yeah. You made me watch it. I don't know if you made me.
I think
but...
I did, yeah. But anyways, mm-hmm. it just kind of got weird after that. Mm. I don't know. But same with Glee, when Corey Monteith passed away, the actor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The show just became super weird and just really off.
That, but
and
they
trying
were
to
in
introduce...
college.
Yeah.
And then
and
there
it
was
just
new
wasn't
kids.
The same. Yeah. Exactly.
Don't
Which actually,
what broke.
One of the kids that was in the show, he was on America's Got Talent this season, this past summer.
Huh.
He made it through to the semifinals, I believe it was.
Wow.
Which one?
Or even just the finals. I don't know. Carl will have to remind me. He wasn't a main character. He was a warbler.
Oh.
A warbler.
He was one of the all
It's a prep
boys
school
prep
in the
school.
Show. It's a prep school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, he warbled.
Warbled, yeah.
Yes.
Warblers was their a cappella group there at the school. So anyways.
So the drama for that, well, just for that show, you want to hear it?
I do.
Well, okay, there was a lot, and a lot that I can't talk about. but one I can talk about, this show was special, was that they thought, oh, what's her name now? I forgot. The main lead lady.
Lea Michele.
There we go. Her. Mm-hmm. They said that she was illiterate. And you could see it, I guess, off and on. That was, like, the big conspiracy theory. That
what?
If you, like, watch it back, she, like, stumbles through some of her lines because they had to do a lot of cutting and editing.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
That was really about it. I'm sorry. I know. It's like, ta-da! But when I looked up, like, rumors and drama about it, there was, like, 100,000. I mean, there was just so many articles about that specifically.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
The last Wizard of Oz cartoon movie that came out a couple years ago, she played Dorothy. She was the voice of Dorothy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, and she even tried to do a solo album afterwards that flopped.
Yeah,
real
that
hard.
Wasn't, I don't know.
It wasn't it that just, good. It was yeah. okay. I mean, it's, I don't
It
know.
Is what it is. It yeah. is what it is. But
her space is in, like, the stage.
Yeah.
I mean, she needs to stay stage. Yeah.
But speaking of, like, the stage and somebody who has dominated stage, somebody who has dominated television, somebody who has dominated the musical Billboard charts is this lady right here.
D'ailleurs qui font baiser les miens en rire qui se perdent sous sa blouche. Voilà le portrait sans retour. De la moquelle, j'apporte rien. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour et mots de tous les jours. Et ça me fait quelque chose.
That was Lady Gaga singing La Vie en Rose from A Star is Born, the movie that just came out a couple weeks ago with Bradley Cooper. Mm-hmm. And I know some people might disagree with the fact that I just said that she dominates stage, the Billboard charts, television, but that woman is a jack of all trades.
She really is.
So
she's really quite good. I really do like her, though. I mean,
yeah.
I don't like to say all of her music itself, but
no,
she is very talented.
Yes. Yes, she is. So I want to remind everybody that you are listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNALP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax, let us pull up a chair, as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, chérie, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre. Why, we only live to serve. Try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France. And a dinner here is never second best. Go on, unfold your menu, take a glance, and then you'll be our guest. We our guest, be our guest. Beef ragout, cheese souffle, pie and pudding on flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatware's entertaining. We tell jokes, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
Put it all in perfect taste that you can bear.
Stressed, it's fine dining we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest.
Life is so unnerving for a servant who's not serving. He's not whole without a soul to wait upon. Ah, those good old days when we were useful. Suddenly those good old days are gone. 10 years we've been rusting, needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skills. Most days we just lay around the castle, flabby, fat, and lazy. You walked in and oops-a-daisy!
It's a guest, sakes alive, and I'll be blessed. Wine's been poured, and thank the Lord, I've had the napkins freshly pressed. With this and she'll want tea, and my dear, that's fine with me. While the cups do this, I'll shoo it, I'll be bubbling, I'll be brewing. I'll get warm, I'll be hot. Heaven's sake, is that a spot? Clean it up, we want the company impressed. We've got a lot to do. Is it one love or two for you, our guest?
Our guest, performed by Angela Lansbury and Jerry Orbach.
Woohoo! From?
From Beauty and the Beast.
Yay!
Yes, yes.
So we originally planned one song. Didn't come prepared. Our bad. So we got our hard drives out. We're like, here, David, pick a song.
Yep.
Yep, I picked that one.
We figured David likes Disney music, mm-hmm. So We let him pick.
Yep.
The song on that. We should just let you pick the Disney one every week.
We didn't dedicate that to Jim.
I thought about
Dang
that.
It.
I was gonna say that before we went. Oh.
Dang. All right. Well, Jim,
that one's for you.
That's for you.
You know, there is a Disney musical that he hates even more than
Do tell.
Beauty and the Beast. I am sworn to secrecy.
Do we need to, like, message
Mermaid?
His wife?
He said, now don't tell them, but the one I really hate is
Mary Poppins?
And then he told me.
Can you give us, like, a head nod and just not, then you're technically
right.
Not
I'll just ask
saying
Tina.
It?
I'll ask Tina. She'll tell me.
Or we can ask Violet.
We could.
See if she
I don't
knows.
Know if Violet would.
It's like
I
this.
I
we'll
know,
do a group message
us.
With both of them and see if one of them caves first.
Okay.
I'm going to figure it out. We're going to do a whole show dedicated to him.
If we ask the girls, maybe they'll tell us. Jim's girls.
His little girls.
Maybe they'll know. They're kids. They won't keep secrets.
No, they won't. Anything to mess with their dad. Oh, that's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness gracious. All right. Up next, we've got a musical. I think we've played it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's called If Then.
Wishing on a star, and I've studied all the stories and what our chances are. Then my heart starts beating faster, and it makes this disaster worse by far. Still, here I go.
Idina Menzel and James Snyder singing Here I Go from the musical If Then from, let's see, when did that come out? March 5th, 2014.
Mm-hmm. Had about 401. I'm dyslexic.
401.
Performances, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Had the highest charting Broadway cast recording. I can talk, I swear. Jeez. But anyway, recording since Rent was released in 1996 when it came out. So, course, cool. That's been since changed with Hamilton and all the others. But
yeah,
Rent
but anyway,
came out in 1996.
I guess. It came out the same year as Chicago did. Chicago came out in 96.
Must have been the stage production.
So I think it was.
Because I might be thinking of the movie.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. No, the stage, yeah.
Because the movie, that came out in like 2009 or something.
Yeah, it was after I graduated.
Great. Now tell everybody when how much.
Oh, for crying out loud. Just chill. We graduated in 2004.
Oh, gosh. Why did you say that?
It's all right. It's all good. Whatever.
I remember that year. That was the year that Napoleon Dynamite came out.
Yeah, it was.
That's how I remember that year.
It's such a terrible
year.
Movie.
I need some chapstick.
That's such a terrible movie.
It's so good, though.
Right?
Golly. Well, first of all, I was like, people cannot.
Glamour shots by Deb.
Well, I kept seeing all those like shirts, vote for Pedro. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why is this a thing? So then I watched it, and I just was like, no.
Still, why is this a thing?
Still, yeah, I was so confused.
There are no people who kind of like that movie. Like, either you really liked it or you really
exactly.
didn't.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people.
Same here.
I like weird movies like that.
Shut your pie hole.
Gosh.
Gosh, Tina. But gosh, Ashley.
Eat the food.
Oh, my word. Well, I know what category you two fit in.
Okay. I picked this song because I was going to play it for you because I know it's like one of your favorite movies, but I'm not going to play it for you anymore because you're being mean.
It's okay. You don't have to. David can.
Nope.
All the barnyard is busy in a regular tizzy, and the obvious reason is because of the season. Ma Nature's lyrical with her yearly miracle. Spring, spring, spring. All the hen folk are hatching while their men folk are scratching to ensure the survival of each brand new arrival.
Each nest is twittering, they're all babysittering. Spring, spring, spring.
It's a beehive of budding son and daughter life. Every family has plans in due. Even down in the brook, the underwater life is forever blowing bubbles through.
Every male little mallard honks a heart-rending ballad from the stream where he sloshes in his web-foot collages.
He gurgles brimmingly, we'll get along swimmingly.
Spring, spring, spring. Every field wears a bonnet with some spring daisies on it. Feathers show their clothes off together.
Sun's getting shattery through spotlights the finery.
Spring, spring, spring.
From his eyrie, the eagle with his eagle eye gazes down across his eagle beak. And the vixen, his lady with the legal eye, screams, suppose we set the date this week.
Seven brides for seven brothers.
See, David was on my side.
Oh, whatever.
I see where the loyalties lie. Thank you, David.
No problem.
Whatever.
I thought we were going. I thought that was our segue.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now she's sitting all sour-faced over there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers was shot in about 48 days.
What song was that?
Oh, do you really want to know that?
I do.
All right, it was Spring, Spring, Spring.
Mm-hmm.
From Seven Brides from Seven. Anyway.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Julie Newmar played in that.
She did.
I love Julie Newmar.
Dorcas. That was her name. She was the one in purple, in case you don't know their names but know their coloring of their dresses. She was the chick in purple.
I'm just laughing at the name Dorcas.
It is a funny name.
It's a Bible name.
I worked in a... But see, I didn't know that right away, because that's not like when I'm like... Anyway, I was working in a doctor's office, and I had a patient that was in there, and I saw the name Dorcas, and I was like, no. And of course, this was like still one of my favorite movies, and I had to like go back and ask. I'm thinking, is that really how you pronounce it? Like, it's not one of those like...
Dorcas.
Or some like, you know what I mean, like weirder pronunciation. Anyway. Which then I just felt stupid going out there just going, hey, Dorcas, let's go. Like, I felt like I was calling her a name.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really odd.
No, yeah. I would feel really weird saying that. But yeah, it's a Bible name.
So.
Because all the brothers had names from the Bible.
Right.
And actually all the girls, all of their names are found in the Bible.
Yeah, I realized that after the fact.
Kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and you know they had to dye all of their, the brothers' hair red to make them different, like, so that we as the audience would notice that they were the brothers versus the townsfolk.
Oh, gotcha. Mm. Okay.
So they made them stand out more.
Oh, that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
And Dorcas, so Julie Newmar.
Except for Caleb.
No?
Gideon, I mean. Gideon's blonde.
He has strawberry blonde.
Oh, whatever.
still a tinge of red, thank you. So, anywho's. So, anyway, Dorcas in the film was partnered up with the brother named Benjamin, which his name was actually Jeff Richards, and he was a professional basketball player, and he actually had no dancing skills whatsoever.
Hmm. You could not even tell.
No. But there was like a wide variety. There was an acrobat. One of the brothers was an acrobat.
Yeah, I remember the barn raising scene, mm-hmm. when they're dancing on like the dancing on the lumber, and it was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, a lot of some of those things were kind of improvised. I guess they had taken a few days, like 3 days, to perfect the dance sequence there, mm-hmm. but a lot of it was improvised, because like the director would come up to the one, I forgot his name now, which one it was, who was the acrobat, and they're like, hey, I hear you can do these like flips, and so he like just did them right there on the stage just in rehearsal, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna put that in there. A lot of it was just crazy enough, just like improvised.
That's cool.
Yeah,
well, I think that sometimes makes a movie better, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, and you know that the MGM, the one who made it, the company, they originally classified this as a B picture.
Wow.
Right? So that they had, I guess, higher aspirations. So they put more of the money into Brigadoon that came out in 1954.
Which didn't do as well.
Right.
yeah.
For that reason, they forced the director to have the backdrops painted instead of filming on site.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Random. You're welcome.
Yeah, I like that. David, we're going to switch it up a little bit. You're going to not play the next song, but the one after that.
Okay.
Because I really wanted to play something from this.
It's coming out, or did it already come out?
It came out this past spring, and so I found this last night, and I was pretty excited to play it. Here we go.
When I was 5, I fell in love. It didn't last. He ran from me, literally ran from me, and being Kenyan, he ran fast. When I was 10, in love again, this Peace Corps guy, I waited hours inside his tent with flowers, which made him laugh, which made me cry. By 13, I gave up trying, I decided I would be a mathematician. Math is real. I memorized a lot of pi because addition and subtraction and division would never make me feel so stupid with love. Like I didn't get it. I didn't get it somehow. Smart with math, but stupid with love. I didn't get it. I didn't get it till now.
Do you have an eraser?
I would love to. This cute boy.
Is it two?
Yes! He's like someone from TV. He's like that guy who gives out roses to those women. His clothes
Jinx.
Ha! I'm astounded and not lost. I am filled with captured lust. Does this guy work out? He must. I'll sweaty at the gym. Could that image be more hot? Let me just enjoy that thought. School was rough, but now it's not. Cause now there's him. It's all so simple. Stupid with love. But I can get it. Once this girl self-educate, I have mouth so I can learn love. You wanna bet?
Was from the new Broadway show Mean Girls. So movies came out back in 2004, and then the second Mean Girls 2 came out 2007, I think it was. Anyways, but this was all the book for Mean Girls. The musical was actually written by Tina Fey from Saturday Night Live.
Really?
I did not know that.
Well, and a lot of other things besides that, but yeah, Tina Fey's awesome.
She is awesome.
So yeah, that was the song Stupid with Love, sung by Erica Henningsen, not Hemmingsen, with an M, like Ashley's.
Yeah.
It's Henningsen with an N.
My contacts were having a little issue here, and I was like, wait, that's the same last name.
So yeah. That music, ladies and gentlemen, means that this is the end of our show this evening.
Yes.
We want to thank each and every one of you for chiming in and listening to this awesome music tonight.
Yeah, and tune into our Facebook page for Notes from the Stage. We'll have a post up so you guys can recommend some cult classics or Halloween music for us.
That's going to be coming up in 2 weeks.
Yes.
So please get them to us and chime in and just say hi.
Yeah.
So, all right, we'll talk to you guys later.
All right, good night, everyone.
Bye.